New rules that took effect this month shift the costs of at-sea monitoring to local fishermen. Critics say these new fees threaten the very existence of New Hampshire's dwindling fishing industry and will put people out of business. There's now a lawsuit pending on the issue. To talk about how this is affecting the industry, we're joined now by Jeff Feingold, editor of the New Hampshire Business Review. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Rick.
Okay, Jeff, let's start with some background here. What are these fees all about?
Well, basically, back in 2010, they put these new rules together that limited the kind of amount of fish, ground fish, that could be caught. That's cod and haddock and other fish that is very popular. That's a lot of what commercial fishermen are looking for.
And these are in response to the kind of the dwindling stocks?
Yeah, there's dwindling stocks, so they put these quotas in there. And to make sure that the fishermen were adhering to these quotas, they had monitors on their boats. And until just very recently, last month, they said the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which oversees these quotas, had been covering the cost of the monitor. But now they've lost a court suit involving some other aspect of the quotas. And NOAA said, well, you have to pay for it yourselves to the commercial fishermen.
They're just going to shift all of the costs of these monitors off.
Yeah, basically pay for the monitor, pay for, because these monitors are contractors and basically pay the companies.
Yeah.
And according to the fishermen, that could be an average of about $710 per trip.
Per trip.
Per trip. And you have to put it in perspective because the commercial fishing industry, especially in New Hampshire, has been just devastated. Not just by the quotas, but just by the commercial, just by the marketplace for fish.
So the overall effect on the industry, it's a dwindling industry, as we said in the introduction here, but the overall effect of these monitors is what?
Well, basically, the monitors there to make sure that they don't break their quota limit.
Mm-hmm.
And the concern that the fishermen have, the fishermen we spoke to were very, were supportive of the quotas and say that, they're working because apparently the cod stock, which is the most, which is the big money fish in the waters around here, they've been coming back, and they've noticed very, very substantial amounts. So they're saying these quotas are working.
So there's some hope there.
There's hope that the stock is rebounding.
Yeah,
but their concern is that they're paying for basically someone to make sure that they're adhering to these rules. And their argument is, well, wait a second, do farmers have to pay for USDA people to come to inspect their meat and all that stuff? So they're saying it's also an industry where the profit margin is minuscule.
So these fishermen are saying that the cost of this monitor could break them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, if you're thinking at an average of $700 per trip, they're staying in business because they're waiting for June. Actually, was when the real ground fish season opens, and they're hoping that
they'll be able to
try to get some more business going, and that's how they're staying in. That's why they're staying in business now, to maybe hopefully that in June they can maybe earn a living. But basically the argument is that NOAA is charging them money to earn a living.
And we've seen New Hampshire's two senators push back on these fees, and there's now a lawsuit on the issue. Where do things stand in terms of blocking those fees?
Well, right now, NOAA says it doesn't have the money because it doesn't have the authorization to pay it for the monitoring. And what Senator Ayotte is trying to do is get them to put wording in their rules, and Congress would ratify whatever needs to be done to say that you can use this money. It's less than $4 million. And right now, it's a lawsuit, including a New Hampshire fisherman who is involved in a lawsuit. It's a lawsuit for fishermen from Maine down to North Carolina who are challenging NOAA on this.
So what kind of timeline are we talking about for that lawsuit? I mean, is it likely we'll see some action on that lawsuit before June?
It looks as if at some point NOAA will just change. There'll be some solution in Washington before this suit actually sees a light of day, although it is being expedited. So there's this pressure from Congress and pressure from this lawsuit. And my feeling just as an observer of this, that's usually how bureaucracies respond. When there's pressure from two sides, they'll come up with some kind of solution before things really are nasty.
Jeff Feingold, editor for New Hampshire Business Review. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Rick.
Always good to talk to you.